from its classic Western setting to its strong emphasis on family values and honest portrayals of human relationships, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman delivered entertainment for audiences of every age. 20 million viewers tuned in to watch the two-hour pilot on New Year's Day 1993. They liked what they saw. As a result, the series that followed garnered a large viewing audience. But it was considered a surprise hit at the time because there was nothing else like it on television. She was the beautiful and independent woman transplanted from the East. He was the rugged individualist mountain man who lived on the frontier. Together, they ignited one of the most passionate romances in the history of television. Even as early as the pilot episode, it was clear that these two people who had nothing in common were destined to be together. Both Dr. Mike and Sully fell in love with the dream that they could overcome their differences. But they had to face reality checks along the way.
Thank you.
Fate had brought them together. And their romance would become the signature of the Dr. Quinn series.
I think that the romance in Dr. Quinn was just, it's magical. It really is. I think what the audience liked so much was that they were such opposites. Here's this woman who's been brought up in a city, knows nothing about, you know, being out in the wild at all, is completely inept, but, you know, has read every book there is to know and is, you know, full of information and, you know, facts and intellectually, you know, very superior to him.
He was, a well-educated man. So she taught him, and so there was this give and take and up and back, and before you knew it, they were developing more and more feelings towards one another. This guy shows up and realizes, hey, she's a pretty nice-looking woman. And he felt something for her as he started falling in love with her and trying to adapt to her lifestyle. Would start cleaning himself up, and then on her birthday, you see him in a suit and he actually shaved.
There was this will they, won't they, will they, won't they, you know, this passion, because the passion really comes before they ever get together.
You know, you don't want to tease people too long, the audience that is, and bring people together, then pull them back and bring them together.
When they've ultimately got together, I think people loved it because they could see a man and a woman really being equals. Not equals because, you know, they made the same amount of money or they were as physically strong as one another or as important as one another or whatever, anything like that. It was two people who were really working together with everything they had to give.
Jane Seymour, a British actress known for her poise and beauty, may have seemed an odd choice for a series set in the American West, but it almost turned out to be typecasting.
Here I was, an English woman living in America, so I identified with the whole idea of moving from Boston to the Wild West, and I'm a doctor's daughter. I'm the eldest doctor's daughter. I was brought up to be like the eldest son. So a lot of the storyline that Michaela had and the backstory was very similar, in fact, to what I'd had as a child growing up.
Joe Lando also identified with the role of Byron Sully.
I loved his character. I loved this strong but silent type of hero. He was the kind of guy that I would, you know, like to be in real life.
Although Jane Seymour and Joe Lando were the leads on Dr. Quinn, an ensemble supporting cast helped add the textures and flavor of the Old West. Chad Allen played Matthew, the eldest Cooper.
Matthew was probably the character who changed the most of them all. He was a guy who, when we first met him, he was at an age of where everything was about to change for him anyways.
Sean Tovey was only 8 when he started on the series.
When I first went to the first audition, there were a bunch of kids there. And originally, they took 3 of us in at a time. And it was funny because it was Chad and Erica, the original Colleen, and me. We all went in together. And we all came onto the show together.
In the middle of the third season, Jessica Bowman replaced Erica Flores, who had played Colleen Cooper since the pilot.
When I first came into the show, I was really nervous, like meeting everyone, and just thinking that I had to measure up to what the other girl was. But when I got here to the set, everyone was so nice.
Then there's Hank, the saloon keeper with the Jack Nicholson voice played by William Shockley.
They say, you know, how did you decide to talk like that? And I'm like, well, how else does a guy that owns a saloon in 1870, uneducated, drunk probably, you know, so you just start thinking about it and you're just like, I think my character talks like this. So there's my Jack, I guess.
Orson Bean played cantankerous storekeeper Lauren Bray.
I guess what attracted me to the show was the fact that I could play a dirty old man and a curmudgeon and get paid for it.
Larry Sellers played Cloud Dancing, a very spiritual Cheyenne. Henry G. Sanders and Janelle Allen played Robert E. and his wife Grace.
I say that our show is historically correct because for my character and Robert E.'s character, there were African Americans who were very much a part of the building of the West. They were very much a part of being entrepreneurial.
There were other supporting players as well, including Horace Bing, the telegraph operator, and his wife Myra, played by Frank Collison and Helene Udi. The Reverend Timothy Johnson was played by Jeffrey Lauer. Barbara Babcock was Dorothy, a widow and editor of the town newspaper. And Jim Knobloch was Jake Slicker, the town's barber and mayor. As the series progressed, supporting characters were given the opportunity to grow. This gave the show a feeling of family and made it one of the most satisfying viewing experiences on television. When a series becomes a surprise hit, everyone has their own explanations for its popularity.
I think one of the reasons the show is so successful, and I think still is for people who are catching up with it now for the first time, every instance we deal with relates to something that's happening today in our 20th century.
I think people really were swept away in the romance, and I think Dr. Quinn hit a chord with people.
You had all ages on the show, unlike some shows which seem to think that the only people that exist are between the ages of 18 and 23. We span the age.
Family values are what drove the show. The family values are what a lot of people laughed at the beginning and you know, would do this kind of thing and say, it's the PC show, which politically correct became a bad phrase.
Even hit series come to an end, but the cast of Dr. Quinn has a wealth of fond memories.
They, God bless them, spent a year making this yearbook for us as a present. It was compiled photographs from the beginning. You go, my God, we spent 6 years of my lives with these people when we've really experienced stuff together.
All this stuff bonded us together. We've had children together. At one time, there were seven babies born within 2 or 3 months.
You know, you see each other in every condition, and through experiences like that, you really become like a family.
We've really become like a family, the three of us. 6 years together, you're bound to get a little close.
It was quite strange. At one point, I think my kids and the kids on the show were all the same size, so they could double late at night. They could bring my kids in and pretend they were those kids when those kids had to go home because they'd been working all day. For me, it was like I'd go from home where I had the redhead and the young man, my son with the blonde hair, and I'd come here and there'd be Jessica and Sean, who were just like my kids. Actors really chose to be together and hang together, even when we weren't working, and we still do. And the crew, the same way. And we really all went through the ups and downs of life together for 6 years. The truth of the matter, I mean, I'm sorry that you can't see our crew now, but we were a family. What came off on screen was not fake. It was very real.